episode 2165, Everything is a Miracle.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you've had a restful weekend. I know sometimes it's hard to get back in the groove of things, but you know what? I don't want you to look at your days as a stop and start. I want you to see your days infused as God's blessings, for everything is a miracle. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as you know, today is all about Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's reflections. It's a time for you to look inward and upward. What are you doing with your relationship with God? Albert Einstein said this: there are only two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. How do you see your life? Are you living your days through how the world tells you to see them? In Ephesians 2:10, it says, "You are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do." You are God's handiwork. You are not by chance. Your days are not just by chance, but by divine appointments. God orchestrates your every day. The problem, though, is more so that we are not looking for Him. We are blinded by what the world wants us to see. Think about it for a moment. What comes into your mind all the time? Think about what your eyes see. Do you see what I see? You can wake up to gray clouds in the sky, but not a drop of rain will fall. What you see does not always equate to what you experience, what is. Today, though, today is a gift, a blessing. That's why it's so important that we look at the presence, God's presence, and us being present. Look for God's presence as everything is a miracle. You know, when Mary got word from the angel that she would give birth to God's son, how do you think her faith showed up? Most of what we believe to be true is based on what is seen, heard, and touched. It's only the things we can't explain that we mark as a miracle. But if you pause long enough, every day is a miracle, a blessing, a gift from God. God provides in the midst of your everyday. For Him, nothing is impossible. Now, I can only imagine what Mary was thinking. And if you go on to read in Luke 1, verse 37, the angel said, "For no word from God will ever fail." We can take so many things for granted. We assume things happen by chance or of our own personal doings. I got this. My hard work paid this. Yes, you may have to do things, but God opened the door. Because guess what? God also closes doors. But what we see as a miracle comes from, "Oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting this." Yeah, it's our own expectations. Did you ever think that when we wake up every single day, it's a miracle? We have a new day with new beginnings, new mercies that God has placed before us and given to us as a gift, because He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is about. And that's what the angel was telling Mary: for no word from God will ever fail. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is by chance. Nothing is by your own doing. You see, we're very good at looking for what is and not for what God is showing in the midst of what is. Now, I believe there is a time to question where God is leading you. Mary questioned when she was told that she would give birth to the Son of God. In all honesty, I would have questioned and probably yelled a little. I probably would have been like, I don't think so. You and I need to have a chat here. We need to go a step further because I don't get it. However, we have to understand that God is not required to tell us his reasonings, the why of the season. What he does require of you, what it requires of me, is to have faith. And faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. That's in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. What are you hoping for? What do you want in your life? What situation are you in right now? What circumstance are you dealing with? But I don't want you to limit God. And that's what we do. We limit him. We say, you know what, Lord, if you don't show up like this, i.e. dot comma, fill in comma, etc. That's what we do. Because that's how the world wants us to see things. So I want you to look back right now for a moment at your life. Ask yourself the question from God's perspective. Do you see what I see? Do you see what God sees? Are you looking for the miracle? The moments of miracles in your life? Maybe you're not stuck in traffic because you snoozed. God already knew you were going to press snooze. He already knew you were going to be in traffic. You have a divine appointment. But if you sit there and just live your life as if, nah, it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to the grocery store to grab a few things. Did you know that going to the grocery store may actually change the direction of your life? Did you ever think that being stuck in traffic may save your life? Did you ever think that what's going on at work, there might actually be a bigger reason than what you think? Why do we want to put God into a box? Why do we limit him? We do it. He doesn't. So ask yourself the question from God's perspective, a heavenly perspective. Do you see what I see? He says. Look for God winks in your everyday. Be aware of his faithfulness. Know that you are seen, heard, and loved. Go out today with joy in your heart. It is the reason for the season. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.